Before we move on to the federal scene, let's talk about locally. I mean, what you're hearing, we hear the names Andrew Fury, orthopedic surgeon, probably going to make a run at it. Mm-hmm. Paul Antle, Dean McDonald's gone a little bit quiet over the weekend, haven't been able to reach them, but they haven't made commitments. They're waiting to see what the rules of engagement are. What are you hearing about this?
I've heard those three names, and I wonder if there will be somebody from caucus. Because the interesting thing about the rules, and you and Jerry Lynn both know, you've covered this for a long time. If it's a short leadership contest, as 2 months, and some people have said it could be, the date could be April, now they're saying May, that could favor somebody in caucus who's more well-known than the three individuals we've just talked about. You and I know Andrew Fury, we know Dean McDonald, we know Paul Antle, but they're not necessarily known across the province. I think two of the three will certainly come forward. Maybe there's a surprise from caucus. Key caucus people have ruled themselves out already. Andrew Parsons and Siobhan Cody. Bernard Davis, I think, said to you or somebody else he's thinking about it or hasn't ruled it out. So look for the date. If it's a longer run, that is probably more beneficial to the lesser-known people outside of caucus, but it will be a contested race, I suspect.
Right. Okay, and so we're expecting to hear from the Liberal Party 9 o'clock this morning, those rules of engagement, and then John Allen is going to speak to the media at noon today. Big story that we had in our 7 o'clock news about tech resources, and you know, this is the thing that struck me about it, this $20 billion project for Alberta, which they've now put on the back burner. A lot of people in this province were probably counting on that for work.
Yeah, I mean, just to be clear, our company Summa does some advisory work for tech, so I won't speak specifically for tech today, but there were a lot of people who were counting on that project. It was a huge project, $12 billion in federal tax revenue, a $20 billion project to develop. As Don Lindsay, the CEO of tech, said in his statement last night, it's about the political environment right now. And that leads into a bigger conversation. It's the climate change debate, which we see playing itself out almost every day in every political arena. It's the Indigenous protests that are crippling much of Canada. Perhaps there'll be some movement on that today. And if you're a mining company like Teck, you just want to build your project. And to get through all of this and then suddenly become, as Mr. Lindsay said, the symbol, as they were becoming, of all that's challenged in Canada, that's not where you want to be when you're a public traded company. And yeah, there were probably been a lot of Newfoundlanders and Labradorians who would have gotten opportunity here because it's in Alberta, Fort Hills, Alberta. We still know there's a healthy traffic of people back and forth between here and Alberta.
Well, and certainly there's been a downturn in that number of people who've been on the turnaround out there over the last couple of years, given what's going on with the oil industry. You know, we just spoke about the provincial leadership. What about the federal leadership for the PC party? And that's still sort of percolating there in the background.
Yeah, it seems to be a social media war, and some are doing well, and others aren't. Peter McKay got in some trouble again last week when his team put out a tweet suggesting he was supportive of four individuals who tore down a blockade in Alberta. He called them Good Samaritans. But the tweeting troubles aside, it would seem Peter McKay still has a reasonable lead. Aaron O'Toole is trying to catch up. Hard to know till you actually see the number of members that are going to vote. O'Toole has been doing a tried-and-true conservative thing, going after the CBC. Conservative supporters love nothing more, and of course you would hate that at VOCM, of CBC becoming the piñata. And O'Toole also has been trying to suggest that he would make laws that would prevent illegal protests from occurring around federal infrastructure. Whether that's possible or not, I don't know. I think we actually have laws around that. But in leadership races, it's often about clickbait. And if you don't know what that is, Andrew can explain.
I think we got a pretty good handle on it. Speaking of clickbait, this is something I want to play a clip for you now to sort of set up this thing. I mean, this is a guy who's not even going to be the leader of the PC party, or the Conservative Party of Canada. Old habits die hard.
It's all right.
Andrew,
so here's the Paw Patrol and to capitalism. May those enduring so much hardship in places like Venezuela, North Korea, and Belarus one day be able to enjoy the benefits that the free market brings to the world. So here's the Paw Patrol.
Yeah, sorry, that's on a loop. But what is Andrew Scheer doing talking about Paw Patrol, the cartoon?
Well, my son is now scarred. He's a big fan of Ryder and Skye and Rubble and everybody in Adventure Bay. Oh, I know them all. We're right in the Paw Patrol phase. Did you know there's a knockoff called Mighty Pups, by the way, Jerry Lynn? Anyway, we won't go through the history of Paw Patrol right now. So Scheer was also ragging on the CBC because they had run a story where a professor from King's College in Halifax Halifax had said that Paw Patrol was a version of a capitalistic program, and you should look at how you view it. I mean, great debate. Get Scheer's point, but come on, Andrew Scheer, you got blockades that are shutting down the Canadian economy. You have near riots breaking out in different parts of the country, and this is what you're doing? You're going after Justin Trudeau for not showing leadership, and your version of leadership on a Friday is to put out a 2.5-minute video. Paw Patrol's probably happy. CBC's probably happy. But Scheer, you show you're irrelevant.
But, yeah, does he even care anymore now that he knows that he's going?
He doesn't necessarily care anymore, but he doesn't help the Conservative Party. If you buy the tech argument that a serious debate and discussion is needed, when you have the still-sitting opposition leader tweeting about Paw Patrol and the CBC going after somebody, in his view, because Paw Patrol is capitalistic, I mean, geez, I got better things to do with my time.
Right.
I would beat him on a Paw Patrol trivia contest,
you
too.
Probably would, and he literally holds a glass of water. He holds a glass of water up and, you know, pushes it towards the
camera.
He
wants to be David Ayers, but he can't stop a puck, Fred.
Nobody can top that story.
Nobody can.
David Ayers. Tim, thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate it. Tell me anything we missed?
No, I think we did good, boy.
I think we're all over the map. There's lots going on. 2020 is certainly turning out to be a year.
It's not even the end of February. It's a leap year. And, God, we may be doing some big leaps by the end of Saturday.
And you know what? We've been saying this all along. This all started with your cousin, John Crosby.
Oh, you're blaming him?
We are.
And then, and then there was Snowmageddon, and then, you know, the leadership stuff going on. It's
been no holes barred ever since.
Oh, Rubble would like that. You've got a spot in Adventure Bay, right? Jerry Lynn, I tell you.